Okay, I think we're going to be ready to start our second act. So, everyone ready to hear some more blues? So either a lot of people are online in the restroom, or that was not quite the grace of him. Are we ready to hear some more blues? Oh, okay, everyone's here, great. All right, so welcome to the third annual IBC Challenge, the Road to Memphis, sponsored by the Grand State Blues Society. Once again, I'm just going to mention that our table, the Grand State Blues Society, our table is in the back. We'd love to have new members. We put on some a great concert every summer. The Barn Full of Blues shows 8 hours of blues for a modest fee. Some great headliners we've had. We're looking at expanding as far as putting some blues jams around the state. So we're trying to help blues grow here. We're sponsoring good causes. The Barn Full of Blues goes towards, you know, helping funds through the Webster House, helping kids here in Manchester. And on to our next act. And also, please don't forget, let's buy some of the 50-50 tickets. So what we're doing tonight is we're going to have one of the bands, the solo duo acts, band, solo duo, and then a band at the end. And at the end, we will definitely give off the, we'll do the raffle for the 50-50. So let's welcome our first of the solo duo acts. So please allow me to introduce Poor Howard Stitt, who's been performing a 12-string barrel house blues for over 30 years. He was born in Kansas City, raised in a farm in Iowa. Bet you didn't know any of this. It's amazing what you can do on the internet. Howard emerged on the Minneapolis folks blues scenes in the late 60s. His 12-string guitar style proved that Delta blues can be found at both ends of the Mississippi, and led a fellow performer to tag him with the moniker Poor Howard after the Lead Belly song. And it wasn't just after Texas. Over the years, Poor Howard has performed across the U.S., Europe, Japan, entertaining audiences in coffee houses, bars, and festivals with his dazzling guitar, heartfelt voice, and seemingly endless supply of anecdotes, puns, and shaggy dog stories. Poor Howard's blues style is drawn from the tradition of Huddy Ledbetter and Blind Willie McTell, incorporating a powerful bass line along with a fussy finger picking. Guitar style and pointed vocals can be carried the listener to the world of the rowdy barrel houses or into the field of the long game weed crops. Okay, so is our camera ready? We're good to go? Ready? Set? Oh.
You thought I was going to start right with the song. It was a treat to listen to Dave Keller play because I'm going up to Vermont. Last time I was up there, though, I had a problem where I was following a truck and a box fell off full of carpet tacks. When I swerved to avoid the box, I got pulled over by a cop who wanted to pull me in for tax evasion. Down in Georgia, they got a new tax. 3 cents on the dollar that you never get back. It's a sales tax boogie. It's a sales tax boogie. 3 cents on the dollar, you're never gonna get it back. They got a tax on whiskey, tax on gin, tax on water. You know that's a sin. It's a sales tax boogie. It's a sales tax boogie. 3 cents on the dollar, you're never gonna get it back. Bought some whiskey, started for the door. You know the clerk, he said 10 cents more. It's sales tax boogie. It's sales tax boogie. 3 cents on the dollar, you're never gonna get it back. Yes. Said after the war, you'll get it all back. But now they call it income tax. It's a sales tax boogie. It's a sales tax boogie. 3 cents on the dollar, you're never gonna get it back. It don't matter if you're rich or poor, you pay 3 cents wherever you go. It's a sales tax boogie. It's a sales tax boogie. 3 cents on the dollar, you're never gonna get it back. Sales tax boogie. sales tax boogie. It's a sales tax boogie. Yeah, it's a sales tax boogie. 3 cents on the dollar, you're never gonna get it back. When I lived in Minnesota, the other end of the Mississippi, almost had a famous neighbor because John Dillinger lived in my neighborhood, but I missed him by about 40 years. But I was impressed by the fact, so I decided to do this song for my hero and almost neighbor, Mr. Dillinger. Thank you. what I long to see. All that woman that I love, the one I long to see. She's run off to Toronto, won't even write to me. So I'll go back down to Gordy's and play for two, maybe three or four. Song. You never have told me, baby, how you want your Roman done. Well, you never have told me how you want your Roman done. Said you never have told me how you want your Roman done. For me to roll you, honey, from sun to sun. Told me how you want your rolling gun. made it back to Kansas City yet, though. As Robert said, I started doing blues really in Minneapolis, although the first song I remember learning when I was about that big was Goodbye Irene from Lead Belly. It was all downhill from there on the 12th string. Now, Minneapolis is known as the Mill City because it's the home of General Mills. You may remember he was the general who kept the rebels out of Minnesota during the Civil War. But that's not what the song is about. The song is about the fact that you can't buy alcohol on Sunday. And if you've ever had one of those Saturday nights where you wake up Sunday morning and you're sure that a Boy Scout troop marched through your mouth with wool socks, then you understand the Mill City Blues. I woke this morning, I looked around for some booze. It was a Sunday morning, you know. I woke this morning, over some booze, and that's when I realized I have these mean old Mill City Blues. Well, I laid down last night, Lord, but I could not sleep. Oh, I laid down last night, Lord, but I could not sleep. Now my mind was wandering, my thoughts were sinking deep. Yes, my mind was wandering back to days of long ago. Said my mind was wandering back to days of long ago. I was thinking about my woman and how she don't love me no more. So I went to the river, believe that I'm going to drown. Mississippi River, that is, yeah. Said how I went to the river, believe that I'm going to drown. Jump off a Lake Street Bridge. The way I thought about my baby, Lord, I just turned around. Yes, I did, yeah. The barrel house. City of Minnesota. How'd you end up out here? I had this lawyer looking for me. I found out about this when his bill caught up with me after three changes of address, and I looked at it and said, guess I better move again. So this is a song I wrote for my first wife's lawyer. All the road again. No, I can't be free. While old lawyer McGrath said he still looking for me, and I'm crying. Please, Lawyer McGrath, won't you leave me alone? Ain't got no money, and have a home. My woman thought I was running around again, but you know she's up and run out now with my best friend, and I'm crying. Please, Lawyer McGrath, won't you leave me alone? Ain't got no money, have a home. Now when it's lonesome sleeping by yourself, when the woman you've been loving is loving someone else, and I'm crying. Please, Lawyer McGrath, won't you leave me alone? Ain't got no money, don't even have a home. Oh yeah. Sure, everything would be just fine if I just had 90 cents for another pint of wine. And I'm crying, please, Lawyer McGrath, won't you leave me alone? Ain't got no money, don't even have a home. So I'm on the road. No, I can't be free. My old Lawyer McGrath, he's here looking for me, and I'm crying. Please, Lawyer McGrath, won't you leave me alone? Ain't got no money, don't even have a home. Thank you. Now I see I'm running out of time, so I'm going to slip in a quick instrumental. Here's a farewell, since we're doing Delta Blues. This one called Delta Haze. Mississippi.
for Howard Smith. And Howard has some CDs on the back of the table too, so join with Dave Howard.